I am hoping that the former president gets indicted. No one is above the law, not even the president of the United States. And I hope that eventually that is a unifying concept and we can all come together and be one nation once again.
Let's go check in on those strong and empowered, don't need no man's lesbian babe. Or whatever the hell Rosie O'Donnell identifies as. This chick has barnacles on her, which seems weird. Anyway, she's constantly raving and ranting that we gotta listen to her because she's gonna save democracy. Bad bitches, save democracy. You raised a meth head. You raised a meth head who endangered your granddaughter. Why don't you focus on that? Well, if he's not talking to me, I'll bet. Your own meth head daughter ain't gonna talk to you. Why the hell should the rest of America listen to you? Look at you. Disgusting with your moobs protruding through your barnacle dress or whatever the hell you wear, you ugly dude. But there's Rosie O'Donnell, horrible mother figure or father figure, whatever the hell she identifies as. This is Antonio Sabato Jr. Breaking, Rosie O'Donnell's oldest daughter was arrested for child neglect in Wisconsin after police found her 11-month-old son in a home full of garbage and poop. The Democrats, boys, they love themselves some human fecal matter all over the place. They like it on the sidewalk. They like it in the hallways. They like it in their houses. Next to their grandchildren. But that dastard, Donald, that Donald Trump, he broke into my daughter's house. He left feces and meth pipes all over the place. He did? No, I don't think he did at all. Perfect example of the Trump curse, right? When you have a bunch of people in our society who are so adamant against Donald Trump, it's usually because they're a kid fucking pig fucker, or they're just somebody who's completely destroyed their own life, or just like Rosie over here. He made fun of her 20 years ago. 60% of my audience doesn't know who the hell this fat dump truck is over here. She's still mad at this dude for making fun of her 20 years ago. She can't get over it. That's why you raised a meth head, idiot. This is a perfect example of leftism. They need big mommy, daddy, they, them, zim, zerb government, right? They can't raise anybody. They can't start businesses. They can't run a lemonade stand. They can't raise humans over here. And so they love the propaganda. I was always thinking, oh man, I can't believe these idiots are falling for propaganda. No. It's not that they're falling for propaganda. They're addicted to propaganda. Big mommy, daddy, Zim's government's going to take care of them for cereals this time. For cereals. As it didn't fix anything under the Clinton administration, the Bush administration. None of these people are any different, by the way. That's why they all hate Trump, by the way. The Republicans, the Democrats, they all hate Trump. Nothing ever got fixed under two scoops of Clinton, two scoops of Bush, two scoops of Obama, a dash of a dude who shits his pants, Biden. But no, for cereals this time.
Well, Trump didn't fix anything.
You guys obstructed Trump. The Democrats and the Republicans obstructed Trump. I'm surprised he got anything done. That dude's a savage. And meanwhile, here you go. We just got to elect Kamala Harris, the chick with no votes. The chick who was handed a primary after the Democrats wouldn't let anybody run against tapioca brains.
To save democracy for cereal this time.
Focus a little bit more on your grandkid, you fat piece of shit. Look at this over here. Your grandkid is wallowing around this household. There's meth pipes all over the place. Meth pipes covered in poop. You notice the Democrats are the only ones that get monkeypox. Democrats and Mitt Romney.
You know what I'm talking about, Abe.
But there you go. There you go. I'm a man at Blonde Blump. She makes a fucking TikTok every single day attacking Donald Trump. If you would have spent 10% of the time you attack Donald Trump on raising your meth head daughter over here, maybe your grandkid wouldn't be wallowing around a house full of poop. 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 The San Francisco treat. But there you go. She's all obsessed about Trump's ear. She's all obsessed about saving democracy. How about you save your grandkid first, you fucking piece of shit? I mean, holy balls. What an absolute horrid, barnacle-ridden piece of trash over here. How did she get pregnant, by the way? Oh, my God. But there you go, boys. Another example. Add this to the gigantic pile. See, we don't have gigantic piles of poop over here in the MAGA world. We got big old piles of receipts. Receipts. But there you go. Democrats telling us how to run everything. Democrats telling us how they're going to save the planet. They're going to solve racisms and fix hate and save democracy. Meanwhile, they're raising meth heads. Allegedly, of course. Right? But she was arrested. And God knows what's going to happen to this poor kid. Democrats shouldn't be allowed to have kids. They shouldn't. You guys love aborting kids so much. We shouldn't let you have them. I'm super, super stoked that most of you dumb fucking idiot millennial and zoomer libtards over there are sterilizing yourself. Oh, no. Oh, no. But there you go. Trump curse strikes hard and fast and vigorous. And now it's... There you go. You gonna make any TikToks about this? No, of course not. You're out there still attacking Donald Trump. You should have raised your daughter, idiot. Okay, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support and challenge. You want to be kept up to date with barnacle-ridden leftards over here wallowing around in poop? Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.